Welcome into another edition of PBR Minute with Justin McBride. I'm Nick Frazier. Justin, another season ready to go for PBR. A lot of new faces, a lot of new names. Now on your coaching staff, Silvano Alves. How about that?
Yeah, man. It was, it was a good time for Silvano to retire from the riding side of things. And he's done such a good job in the locker room and helping the guys. And he was somebody that we really wanted to keep involved with the program. And so we're really excited that he's going to continue with us, being a part of the Stampede and be on the coaching staff.
That transition last year when he was riding a handful of rides from time to time, for him being a, I guess you'd call it a player's coach in some regard, last season and to now being an actual coach, what was that transition like for you overseeing that throughout the process?
You know, it was pretty seamless for me. Like, the only thing that I had to try and remind myself to be aware of was to not put him in any situations to where he's being asked to do more than he should. Like, some of that stuff can't come from a rider. Some of it has to come from a coach who is not also their friend and competing with them. You know what I mean? And so I just had to kind of make sure I always threaded that needle of not putting him in those kind of positions. Let him help where he could. Let him help the guys with some little fundamentals, especially some of the younger Brazilian guys. And now he's able to really take a look at the whole big picture, how everything works, all the different rules, the regulations, the deadlines, the things we got to abide by, how we set the lineup, what time that has to be done by. And he's really getting to see the whole thing that I kind of kept him shielded from, because I wanted him to be focused as a rider, and I also didn't want to put him in weird situations with the guys.
So making that transition for him to be the assistant coach for the Nashville Stampede, just looking at this new and improved roster, just how much was he involved with the process of getting new riders in for this team?
Yeah, he's helped us a lot. And especially when you think about the Brazilian guys. Like, we drafted some guys out of Brazil this year that nobody else knew of. And some of them everybody knew of. But we got one guy specifically, Damião Soares, that nobody knows. And the only reason we know him was because of Silvano. The only reason Silvano knows him is because some of the respect that some of the promoters in Brazil have for Silvano, and actually called this the kid from way up in the north part of the country. And one of the promoters that puts on the events there actually called him and said, hey, you have got to see this kid. And he's pretty green, pretty raw, but he's got a lot of ability. So those kind of things like that, I don't think you can overstate how important that is for our team.
So I guess looking at this roster, who are some guys that are, I guess, keep their eye on? Obviously, you mentioned Soares, but, you know, two faces that are back in the lineup would be Caden Loud and Alan DeSouza, who a lot of Nashville Stampede fans are very familiar with. But other than that, who are some guys you want to really look at?
You know, I look at, as you noted, the two, Allen and Caden Loud. Both of them had real good regular seasons, individual seasons, had great world finals. Allen rode the world champion bull there, Manhater. Caden finished really well in the event, another top 10 finish for the year. So I'm looking for those two guys to really be pillars of the team. But Austin Richardson, look for this kid to have a big time year. He's healthy. He's cleared to ride. I think he's in a good space mentally, physically. People have not seen the best out of Austin Richardson yet, and he's been pretty darn good in his young career, but I'm really excited about him. Cody Jesus is going to be a big time contributor. Anderson, a guy that we got midway through the season last year, he's an older veteran guy, and he's somebody we're going to use, try to be pretty tactical about how we use him. But he's just so reliable when you get him in the right situations. It's kind of the, you know, sun rises in the east and sets in the west with him. It just happens time and time again. So we're really excited. And then having a guy we traded for in Vitor Losnacki, young guy, been around a few years, but he's still only 21 years old. This is a guy that could really do some great things. We've got a new Brazilian guy we picked up in free agency. I don't even know how we were lucky enough to get it done, but he's not going to be here till probably about September. But he's a guy that's setting it on fire in Brazil. He's winning everything but the buck and shoots there, and we're really excited to get him. So we've got a good group of guys, guys that really want to compete. You know, it's tough, Nick. At times you get guys that have done really great in the past, and sometimes an athlete can get to just falling back on that. Well, I've accomplished XYZ. I've been a champion before. And people love them, you know. People appreciate them. They appreciate what they've done in the past. But you got to have guys that want to go get it right now. And I feel like we've put that kind of group together.
Speaking of the now, July 7th coming up, Oklahoma City. It's the team series season as it kicks off. What can Nashville Stampede fans look forward to, as you've already alluded to already? But what can they be looking forward to this upcoming season?
I think a consistency, you know, is what I'm hoping for. I'm really hoping that we have good consistency this year. And, you know, the wins and losses, those are going to happen, right? But I want to see our guys riding 3 to 5 bulls a game every game and wipe out those games where there's only one qualified ride or no qualified rides. You know, I want to get that, because if we can get consistent about the way we compete, there's going to be a lot more wins than losses.
Absolutely. Well, Justin, I appreciate your time today. And, you know, the Nashville Stampede Days are coming up in August. Got to remember,
hey man,
get your tickets.
I can't wait for them either.
They were fun. It was fun last year, and we'll do it again this year, August the 15th through the 17th. You can purchase your tickets at PBR.com or at Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Justin, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, buddy.